This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michael Lewin. He's a partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick. He's a former chief of staff to Senator Joe Lieberman, and he's a longtime Democratic activist and strategist. With just 20 days before the midterm elections, all sorts of projections are going on out there about what type of gains Republicans might make in the House and Senate, whether they'll be able to actually control one or both of the chambers. And we want to get Michael's thoughts on what the Democratic scuttlebutt seems to be right now, as well as what he thinks about some of the latest tactics out there. And Michael, it's always great to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg. Pleasure to be here today.
Well, the estimations range very broadly. Joe Biden, of course, has guaranteed that Democrats will remain in control of both chambers of Congress. Other reports have suggested that they're just trying to stop the bleeding somewhere around the point where Republicans would take over the House. The Senate projections also vary widely. What's your gut feeling right now about where things will end up on November 2nd? What are you hearing from some of your Democratic friends?
Well, I think the Democrats are in triage mode right now, and to keep the medical metaphor going, I think they're beyond stopping the bleeding. I think they're ready to amputate the House in the effort to save the Senate. I see no reason, short of some scandal that we cannot anticipate in the next 3 weeks, that the Republicans won't win better part of 50 seats in the House of Representatives, and will come rather close in the Senate, but probably not quite get the number required. But my guess is, as it stands today, the Republicans will win no less than six in the Senate, and maybe as many as nine. So it appears to be a very good year for Republicans.
What's the general consensus on the Democratic side as to why that's the case? Did the president overreach? Is it the Congress? Is it the spending? What's all at work here?
Well, I think it's the economy, and then right under that, jobs. The American people have been angry at both political parties, at two presidents, President Bush and now President Obama, because the quality of life is not only not improving in our country, but it seems to be getting worse. At least that's how many people feel. Even if they have a job, they're worried about losing it. Even if they have health care, they're worrying about losing it. So people are angry, people are upset, and they appropriately lash out at the party in power. One could argue with the climate change bill or the spending. I think it's sort of everything out there suggests that if the party in power is not making my life better, we'll try something else. They tried that in 2008 with Obama and a great many Democrats, and now they will push some of those Democrats out and try it with Republicans. And frankly, Greg, if we're still looking at 15 million Americans unemployed in 2012, a lot of Republicans, as well as President Obama, may suffer the consequences. So it's the economy, and we all need to do a better job on trying to get this right.
How much of this is related to the makeup of the districts? Obviously, Democrats did very well in 2006 and 2008 and probably won some seats that traditionally in an average year they wouldn't. So how much of this is potentially just a correction of the big surges from the last couple cycles?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, of course, some of it is. And I don't know, pick a number. Let's say there are 20, maybe 25, maybe even 30 Democrats who are in seats that by demographics alone should be represented by a Republican. But that still is far less than the 50 seats that I suspect Democrats will lose. So not only will Democrats lose traditional Republican seats, they will lose a lot of the swing seats, the purple seats that they were able to win in the elections of 2006 and 2008. A great election victory always sows the seeds of the next defeat. So the Democrats may suffer that defeat now, and the Republicans may look forward to that happening in a year, two, three, or four from now.
The strategy from the White House has been pretty much twofold since Labor Day. One seemed to be to try and paint John Boehner as someone you don't want to be in charge of the House of Representatives. Now they've moved away from that. And even with the president himself suggesting that the Chamber of Commerce and this group headed by Karl Rove and Ed Gillespie are getting contributions that haven't been fully vetted, so it's possible they've gotten some contributions from foreign entities, and that in itself would be a scandal, which shows that Republicans shouldn't be in charge. What do you make of those very public tactics?
Well, it appears that the Democrats and perhaps the president did not have their facts correct when they accused the Republicans and specifically the Chamber of Commerce and other business groups, of taking foreign money and using that money to influence elections. That would be illegal, that would be wrong, and that might be a game changer. But apparently, as far as I can tell, the facts don't bear that out. And it was a terrible mistake for the Democrats and the staff in the White House to put the president himself out there with an unsubstantiated charge not supported by facts. If indeed it turns out to be true, that may change the course of this election. But from where I sit right now, the president and his team made a huge mistake making that charge. And by the way, we're 3 weeks out from the election. We ought to be talking about politics, not process, and we ought to be attacking candidates, not consultants. Attacking Karl Rove and Ed Gillespie is a meaningless exercise to the millions of Americans who will go to the polls in 3 weeks. They care about candidates, they care about policies, and in this election, they care about jobs and the economy.
Michael, let's say for now that your premise is correct. Republicans take the House and make a few seats of a gain in the U.S. Senate. How will that change how the president goes about the next 2 years in trying to establish his policy goals?
Hard to say. Bill Clinton is the role model for what happens if your party loses the House and or the Senate in an election. And he ran to the middle and after some difficulties, I think, found his footing and worked quite nicely with first Speaker Gingrich and then subsequent Republican leaders. And I think crafted a very good middle-of-the-road position that not only balanced the budget but enabled our country to get into a surplus situation. Not predicting that for President Obama, but there are lessons to be learned in what Clinton did with the Republican Congress back in 1995 and 96. Indeed, I think Obama his presidency may swing in the balance there. I think most Americans want to see moderation in politics, notwithstanding the incredible success of the Tea Party this election cycle. And President Obama and his team ought to be looking to cooperate more with Republicans. And I dare say Republicans ought to be looking to cooperate more with the president, because at the end of the day, the Republican Party nor the Congress itself is held in very high esteem by most Americans. So an election victory in a couple of weeks for the Republicans could quickly turn into a political disaster 2 years down the road if things don't really improve in our country.
Well, let's talk about the Republican aspect of this again. Obviously, Newt Gingrich came in 1995, if we're going to stay with the Clinton parallel here, and for the first few months seemed to have the momentum, and then obviously a lot of folks decided that he overreached when we got to the government shutdown and so forth. So what lessons should Republicans learn from that episode?
You know, the great lesson in politics, probably going back to the Greek and Roman empires, is when you're in office and have successfully defeated your enemy, don't overreach. And in recent years, we've seen political successes by both parties turn into political disaster because of overreaching. And the real danger for the Republicans going forward is in the majority, if they are able to achieve it, they will have elected a great number of people who are very, very conservative and may try to push the party, push the Congress, and therefore push the American people into positions that everyone will be rather uncomfortable with. So moderation, I think, would be the key here. And I would urge Speaker Boehner, if there is to be a Speaker Boehner, to cooperate wherever he can with the president and with the Democrats. I think better policy will result, and I think it's a path to political success for the Republicans in the majority.
Michael, will be very interesting over the next 3 weeks and certainly over the next 2 years. Thank you very much, as always, for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Michael Lewin, longtime Democratic activist and strategist, partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick, former chief of staff to Senator Joe Lieberman. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.